This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
He sang, "We're all coming home someday. We're all coming home."
It's the Shattertones, a short-lived 1960s Bloomington-based band. The group included Tim Irvin, later of Timothy P and the Rural Route 3. Also, Huey Landry, Dave Gaston, Butch Ekstrom. This song, though, not indicative of the rock music they were playing at the time. It comes from a reunion recording from just 2 years ago and happened in the home of Tom Becker. He's the keyboard player in this song, and he'll be on stage at Jazz Up Front in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night. Becker is now exclusively a jazz pianist, but he says a lot of the feeling in his playing came from a 1960s move south with another Bloomington band called The Counts.
Let's see, Dave Striegel, Ron Bottomley, and Harry Washburn had a group. And somehow or another, they got a recording contract in Macon, Georgia, at Macon Recording Studio. So I went with them, and Linda Burke from the Casuals in Decatur ended up going down with us, too.
So why did you go down there?
I was young and didn't know any better. Wanted to know more about the music business, so we went down there and got exposed really good. Got exposed to soul music for the first time.
What was the name of the recording studio?
Macon Recording Studio.
What'd you do there?
Anybody came through, I'd record. If not, I'd sweep the floors, go get food, whatever they needed.
What'd they pay you?
75 cents a day.
That's not much money, even back in the day.
No.
How did you supplement that?
Well, I played gigs, too. Newton Collier, a great friend of mine, showed me a soul food place that I could get a meal every day for 75 cents. So he was my saving grace. He ended up going with Sam and Dave for 14 years.
Okay, so you're saying once you went to Macon, that's where you really found soul music.
Oh, yeah.
But soul wasn't part of your DNA, it sounds like, when you were here in Central Illinois.
I knew what soul music was.
Yeah.
I knew James Brown was soul music. Dave Gaston went over to his house, and we'd listen to some James or some Bobby Blue Bland, whatever. His dad was really into that. But I didn't really know or feel what soul music was or what it meant to people until I went to Macon, Georgia.
How did it hit you? I mean, did it hit you, or did it hit you once you saw how it affected other people?
It affected other people, and they relayed to me how they felt when I was playing. And all of a sudden, I got that feeling from them. I played a Black Elks Club. It was about 44 steps up. We had to carry the organ upstairs, put it on its side, and push it in the room, a huge room. And then we played for 3 or 4 hours. And those people let me know if they like it or not.
This is almost like discovering a new music.
Oh, yeah. It was to me. Absolutely.
So it made you a better player as well.
Oh, I feel like it made me a better person just to know what the true meaning and a true feeling of soul music really was and what those people were feeling and they expressed to me. I'll never forget it.
Well, this McLean County boy ended up in Macon, Georgia. There's so much in between that and now. But you are. You're back in Central Illinois. You're playing jazz up front tomorrow night. You're mainly playing jazz now.
Playing jazz.
Almost exclusively playing jazz now.
Exclusively.
How does what you picked up in Macon with the soul music, how does that infuse your music today?
I couldn't be without it. I wouldn't have had the love for jazz if I wouldn't have gotten the love of soul music and the feeling of what music could really be to a person and how you can express it not only to yourself but other people. I'm not saying that I'm that good at expressing to other people, but I do have that feeling that I feel I couldn't be without now.
Bloomington keyboard player Tom Becker. He plays jazz up front in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night starting at 7.